ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jack Silverman's International Theater Restaurant, located at 52nd Street and Broadway, right here in the heart of New York City. Oh, aren't you nice? Thank you very much, friends. To all of you here in the Celebrity Lounge, a great big welcome to you nice people at home. We hope you're relaxed to stay with us for the next 2.5 hours over your Lowe's Theatres radio station in New York, WMGM. I'd like a nice warm welcome. Let's have a lot of fun tonight. Come on, it's Wednesday night, and let's welcome Otis Blackwell. Come on, friends. That's it. Good evening, Otis.
Hello, B. How are you?
Miss Otis Regrets. Remember that song?
Unable to make it.
Remember that one?
Yes, I used to
love that song. Otis, it's been a long time that we had the pleasure of seeing you and chatting with you, but tonight I think we're going to make up for lost time.
That's good. Thank you.
Otis is one of our talented composers. Writes beautiful songs, writes the music, writes the lyrics, and this gentleman is quite a talent. He has done so many things, and right at the present time, I think you should tell the audience what you're doing, Otis.
Well, right now I'm writing, still doing the same, a little bit of publishing.
Give the publisher a little plug tonight.
Well, I'm with Hill and Range Songs. They're very...
Could you talk a little louder, honey?
I'm with Hill and Range Songs.
Good.
And they're very close, so, by the way, they also have a lot to do with Johnny Mesley and Connie Francis. I've only been with them a little while, but so far we've been doing pretty good.
Well, you're here with a group of friends that I'd like to acknowledge, a very lovely lady, someone I think should be given a little recognition.
Yes, I am.
Sally DuPont.
Yes, I am. I'm with Sally DuPont and I. We've started a little management corporation that we've just formed, which we believe that will be very successful, we hope.
Well, with Sally's initiative and talent and your ability, I don't know how you can miss. How about welcoming the nice people at the table over there? Come on.
Well, I have another very close friend of mine over there who's done an awful lot for me since I've started writing. He's in the publicity department. Jet, and a few other papers that he's associated with, but mainly Jet, is Major Robinson.
Good evening, Major. And the gentleman over there?
Curly? Curly Bonito. Curly, I believe, is Sally's...
Protégé.
Protégé, from what
I know that. Well, she has so many, you know, I can't keep up this woman. But she's excited about the new business, Otis, and I think this is going to be something important for you and for Sally DuPont.
Yes, we really believe so.
Otis, how long have you been writing now?
Oh, well, I've been writing now seriously for maybe about 5 years that I've used it as a business. But then I was just doing it as a little sideline. I was pressing before then, and I used to just sing and write, but then I started it
Gave up the singing?
Well, yes. I've recorded a few things that didn't go off so well. I find that my writing is more successful than my singing.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that happens, and then we go back, and maybe you never know in this business. Mm-hmm. You can make a record maybe this year for 1960 and come up with a good one.
Well, I'm going to try.
Let's go back to the year. When did you write Don't Be Cruel for Elvis Presley?
Well, Don't Be Cruel was written a few years before Presley sang it. It was one of the tunes that I had laying around that I was just writing then for fun. And when I started professionally, my publisher then, I was with Mo Gale, and they asked me about songs that I was first write, you know, and that was one of them. And so I pulled it out. And in fact, it was supposed to have been for a jazz singer. And the particular singer, I remember they called me over to Victor, and this one particular singer didn't like it. And then out of nowhere came Presley, and next thing I heard, they called me up and told me that he had accepted the song.
How many records did he sell of this one?
4.5 million.
4.5 million. That's a pretty good record.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
And this was the beginning, right, Otis?
That was the beginning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the Celebrity Lounge tonight of Jack Silverman's International Theater Restaurant, for our Songwriter's Corner, which we started several months ago, we kind of like to introduce one of the prominent songwriters of the day. And here's a young fellow by the name of Otis Blackwell, who has had so many hits like Don't Be Cruel, and we're going to do the great one that our good friend Peggy Lee sold a million or more of, Fever, and so many of your favorite songs. Let's get off with Don't Be Cruel, Elvis Presley, written by my guest, Otis Blackwell.
Ich I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
That's it, don't be cruel. How about a little noise here tonight? Come on now, let's have a little fun in the Celebrity Lounge. That's it. For Otis Blackwell, fine songwriter, writes his own lyrics, music. You know, Otis, I'm a little curious. You know, we hear so many different types of songs, but what inspired Fever? I want to know the story about the great song that Peggy did so well, Peggy Lee.
Well, Fever, excuse me, originally Fever the idea came from a friend of mine. We had started writing together, a fellow named Eddie Cooley. And in fact, it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning that he called me up and told me that he had an idea, and we got together on that and another song called Priscilla. And the same night we wrote this Priscilla and Fever. He didn't have any music. His lyrics were a little jumbled, and we sat together and wrote it. It was his idea, but it wasn't quite straight. He was just starting to write then as a little hobby, he called it.
And that's how it started.
And that's how.
Well, how did
started.
It get to Peggy?
Well, there was a record on it before Peggy's. Willie John recorded it. It was in the rhythm and blues market. It was very big, and then Peggy Lee covered it. The lyrics were changed there a little bit. She did a different lyric, but it became much bigger. Because then it broke into the pop.
Now, may I ask you a question? When you change the lyric a bit, what happens?
Well,
as far as the writer is concerned.
Well, if it's for the benefit of the writer, I don't guess anything.
Do you still get the credit?
Oh, yes, yes.
Even if they change the lyric?
Well, there was a few lyrics changed. You'll find that generally in most songs, if another one covers it, you'll find that a few little lyrics are changed. Because they like doing it their own style.
Which I think is wise.
Which is very good.
Right. We're here with Otis Blackwell, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is Plaza 70533. And tonight, like every night, we'd like to say hello to our guests. And if you have any questions, I'm sure Otis would be more than happy to answer them for you. You know, it's an amazing thing about this songwriting business. More people want to be songwriters. We get a tremendous amount of mail. And I try to encourage people. I never discourage people if they have the feeling for writing and they want this so badly. I tell them, keep on writing.
Well,
what can you lose? Just keep on writing. You never know when you're going to hit it.
That's true. That's really true.
And now
true.
Here's the problem, Otis. Now these people write the songs. Then they write me again. Well, B, we have a song and we think it's good. So I keep telling them to go over to 1619 Broadway. That's the Brill Building. You'll find every publisher in the country in that building. And you've got to shop around and look for the man who believes in you and your talents. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What was the name of Danny? What was Danny's last name? It used to be with the Happy Go Days office.
Danny Small.
Danny Small. Now, Danny first mentioned your name to me about a year and a half ago. You had come in one day to say hi, you know?
Yes.
He said, you see that fellow B? Otis Blackwell, and this Danny Small happens to be a fabulous writer.
He's very good.
And he's a great talent. I know Otis is. Well, I know. Well, Sally, I'm sure he is, and he's proven it. Danny has a few songs, but he's keeping right on at the, you know, trying to get at it, and I hope he makes it like this boy has made it. But the first time I'd heard about Otis is when you came into the office one day, and Danny said, B, you see that little fellow over there? You were playing, noodling around, rehearsing. He said, that's Otis Blackwell. He wrote Fever. And I remember the day he walked in here and played it for me. And he told me the entire story. Right. So I think it'd be kind of nice once again. This was one of the big songs. In fact, I think Peggy Lee kind of had a new career all over again, thanks to Otis' fine song, Fever. Come on, Peggy, sing it for us, pretty.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn for soup. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
Yes, that's Fever. Peggy Lee. Great big hit for Peggy, written by my guest Otis Blackwell. You know, I think this is kind of a cute story. Peggy Lee made the record, recorded it, was a tremendous hit, and you never met her.
No, I've never met Peggy.
Isn't that funny? This is a funny bit. You met this lovely lady whose recording is coming up here in a moment, Mahalia Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson, yes. In fact, I conducted the session for Mahalia.
When she did this one?
This was the first time I've met her. Very nice. Very nice working with her. She's a very pleasant person.
You know how I met Mahalia?
Yeah.
I was recording for the Apollo Records.
Oh, yeah?
When she first was recording for Bess Berman over at Apollo, and I met her several times, and she's a great artist. How long ago did you do For My Good Fortune?
Oh, I think I did it about the beginning of last year, I believe it was. I was called to do the session.
Can we get this up a little bit, Bill, please?
And I was a little nervous because I know very little about music, you know. Most of my arrangements that I do in my head are, you know, what I've picked up from ear.
When you say that, excuse me, you don't know too much about music?
No, I don't read music.
Is this when you play the piano, it's all by ear?
It's by ear.
That's tremendous. Is this going? This probably you started to do this when you were a little boy, huh?
Yes.
Started to play a piano?
Yes, I always did want to play with piano. I remember my mother wanted me to play a violin, and I was too ashamed to take it back and forth to the school, so I used to hide it in my friend's house.
And you went to the piano instead?
Well, the piano is what I wanted to play.
And that paid off, didn't it, Otis?
So far, it's been very good.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great artists of all times, Miss Mahalia Jackson, doing one of Otis Blackwell's songs, a great spiritual. I think this is one of the spirituals, isn't it?
This is one, yes.
One of the many, Call for My Good Fortune. Hi.
I want you clap my hands.
Oh, my.
I want to clap my hands.
Oh, my.
I want you clap my hands. I want to pat my feet. I want to pat my feet. I want to pat my feet and clap my hands
for my good fortune.
Oh, how I thank thee. You're saving me from sin. I can see without your hand just where I might have been. I'm going to give a shout.
Oh, my.
That's the great voice of Mahalia Jackson doing one of the many songs written by my guest tonight, Mr. Otis Blackwell, ladies and gentlemen. We are we getting some pictures taken here? All right, let's smile pretty, Otis, for that lovely lady who takes all the pictures here at the Celebrity Lounge. Thank you, honey. Otis, let's get right on to Listen to Your Heart, the Fontaine Sisters. Tell me about that one.
Well, that's a new one. It's not too new. It's been out a little few months now. In fact, I didn't even know it was out. I had, today I was looking around for a few things, and I went up to the publisher, and they told me that it had came in.
How can that happen? Don't they notify you?
Well, sometimes you're notified, and other times you aren't. I was told that a few records were out. One of them, I hadn't heard it. And this would be, I think, the second time.
There's a young man in our audience tonight called Adam Wade, who is at the Living Room right here in New York. And I understand this young man is doing a great job over there, Otis. Have you ever met him?
Oh, yes.
Did
yes,
he?
Yes, yes, yes.
You better write a big hit for Adam. He's ready. We are going to introduce one of his records tonight, Don't Cry, My Love. But you better write another big one for him. All right, let's hear this one. Listen to Your Heart, the Fontaine Sisters.
To your heart. just show it.
Confront your heart.
Don't run
your heart
to death.
To
your heart. Whenever he's around.
Whenever he's around.
The Fontaine Sisters. Otis, I just want to mention some of these wonderful friends who are with us tonight. A very dear friend who's in town for a few days, and I hope sometime in the near future when you're down in Miami Beach, Florida on a vacation or maybe making an appearance, you'll be visiting Sam Geisen, who is here. Sam doesn't play too many records. It's a very exciting, interesting show, but maybe once in a while we can kind of send him a note and say, please play one of Otis Blackwell's recordings. And then, of course, we want to say hello to Adam Wade. We'll be saying hello, I hope, to a beautiful lady we enjoyed recently on Broadway with Tom Poston and a great cast, the Golden Fleecing, Miss Suzanne Plachette, who is here tonight. How are you, darling? Mr. Lee Solomon is here of the William Morris Agency, Mr. Lenny Gaines, and Mr. Al Siegel and Danny Siegel, who have that fabulous living room that we talk about all the time, where Adam Wade is now appearing, and a lovely lady who is going to visit with us for the first time, Jacqueline Mackenzie, who's known as the Clown Princess of British television, and we're looking forward to a visit with Jacqueline. And I hope we mentioned everyone that will be with us during the evening. Steve Price is here, the author. There's a very fine young man back there that you should know, Otis. He sings great songs. He's going to be on the Ed Sullivan Show in just a few weeks. And we have an album here that we're going to be introducing tonight, Val Valenti.
So Valenti.
Valenti. And we should, now you should know all these singers, so in case, you know, you get to them with some of your songs, I mean, this is not a bad idea, you know.
No, it really isn't.
Let's get to the very new one, Hey Little Girl. Tell me about that, the one that Dee Clark just recorded.
Well, that's one by Dee Clark. Fellow Bobby Stevenson and myself, we wrote the song together. And I had one just before that, How About That, by Dee Clark. And then I did the next one, it's Hey Little Girl. He has a new one out. That just starting, that thing called How About That. But Hey Little Girl by Dee is still up there.
How old is Dee?
Well, gee, I don't know. I've met Dee one time, and that was for about 15 minutes.
Young fellow, isn't he?
Yes, he's a young fellow. And he appears to be very nice.
You know who you have you meet? A very good friend of mine, a young fellow who's doing so great on records, Paul Anka.
I know Paul Anka. I met Paul Anka the first day he came to New York from Canada.
Right.
He came with a fellow, one of the boys from... I think the group, the four lads, or the eighth of one of them, and he came up to my office. I remember Paul, and we talked quite some time.
Well, he's had a little trouble. He's in the hospital. I hope by now he's all right. He had a little something, you know, to take care of. And
oh, yeah? Gee, I didn't know
that. I hope he's going to be well and come in to visit us. Ladies and gentlemen, a very new recording. I think your most recent, right?
My most recent so far.
That's right. Otis Blackwell wrote Hey Little Girl, and Dee Clark recorded it. We'd kind of like you to hear it now.
Know you better. Just a swing of your books and chewing gum. Looking just like the Houston Pump. Hey,
little girl.
Hey, little girl in the black silk stocking. Gee, but you've got my heart rocking. Awareness. better. Gee, I hope you're feeling better. Not just like the time before. Remember when you closed that door? Hey, 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 hey.
A little girl.
Hey.
A little girl.
Well, we don't mind you telling our friends who call in who's on the back of the record. Go ahead, tell us something.
No, he asked me if that was Bo Diddley playing behind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he wanted to know what was on the other side. Is that your tune on the other side of that?
No, not on the other side.
Just one, huh?
Just
that was
one.
Enough. Ladies and gentlemen, I think all the folks seem so attentive in here tonight, and I hope the folks out there enjoyed our little chat. You know, every once in a while, I think it's kind of interesting to get to meet the fellows and the gals who write these songs that become the great big hits of the country, like our guest here tonight, Otis Blackwell. And again, for 1960, Otis, you want to come up with another hit or two. How about that?
I will try. And it's been a very pleasure meeting you again.
Thank you.
But being also for being on your program for the first time, which
well,
I really enjoy.
Come in now. Now you know where we're at.
Yes, I
right
know
here,
now.
Right here, Jack Silverman's International.
International.
Thank you. And we want to thank you, Sally, so much. Sally DuPont, thank you for bringing Otis in tonight. Thank you.